The Sanctuary in 2300 Days. Chapter 21. The Treading Down of the Sanctuary. The agents by which the sanctuary is trodden underfoot are the daily, or continual desolation, and the transgression or abomination of desolation. Daniel 8, verse 13, chapter 11, verse 31, chapter 12, verse 11. These two desolations, as we have already seen, are paganism and papacy. It is often urged as a sufficient argument against the view of the sanctuary of God in heaven that such a sanctuary is not susceptible of being trodden underfoot. But we answer, this is not impossible when the New Testament shows us that wicked men, apostates, tread underfoot the minister of the heavenly sanctuary, our Lord Jesus Christ. Hebrews 10, verse 29, chapter 8, verses 1 and 2. If they can tread underfoot the minister of that sanctuary, then they can tread underfoot the sanctuary itself. It is not impossible that the pagan and papal desolations should be represented as treading underfoot the heavenly sanctuary, when the same vision represents the little horn as stamping upon the stars, Daniel 8, verse 10, and when it is expressly predicted that the papal power should war against the tabernacle of God in heaven, Revelation 13, verses 5 to 7. The language of this vision, that these blasphemous powers should cast down the truth to the ground, stamp upon the stars, and tread underfoot the sanctuary and the host, is certainly figurative, as it would otherwise involve complete absurdities. Let us now briefly trace the manner in which Satan has, by paganism and papacy, trodden underfoot the sanctuary of the Lord. We have already seen that he has done this by erecting rival sanctuaries, where, in the place of the only living and true God, he has established new gods that came newly up, Deuteronomy 32, verses 16 and 17. In the days of the Judges and of Samuel, Satan's rival sanctuary was the Temple of Dagon, where the Philistines worshipped, Judges 16, verses 23 and 24. And when they had taken the Ark of God from Israel, the Philistines deposited it in this temple, 1 Samuel chapter 5. After Solomon erected a glorious sanctuary upon Mount Moriah, Jeroboam, who made Israel to sin, erected a rival sanctuary at Bethel, and thus drew away 10 of the 12 tribes from the worship of the living God to that of the golden calves, 1 Kings 12, verses 26 to 33, Amos 7, verse 13, margin. In the days of Nebuchadnezzar, the rival to the sanctuary of God was the temple of Nebuchadnezzar's God at Babylon, and into this temple he carried the vessels of the Lord's sanctuary when he laid it desolate, Daniel 1, verse 2, Ezra 1, verse 7, chapter 5, verse 14, 2 Chronicles 36, verse 7. At a still later period, Satan established at Rome a temple or sanctuary of all the gods, Daniel 8, verse 11, chapter 11, verse 31. After the typical sanctuary of the first covenant had given place to the true sanctuary of God, Satan baptized his pagan sanctuary and heathen rites and ceremonies, calling them Christianity. Thenceforward, he had at Rome a temple of God, and in that temple, a being exalted above all that is called God or that is worshipped, 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 4. And this papal abomination has trodden underfoot the holy city, Revelation 11, verse 2, chapter 21, verse 2, by persuading a large portion of the human family that Rome, the place of this counterfeit temple of God, was the holy city, or the eternal city. And it has trodden underfoot and blasphemed God's sanctuary or tabernacle, Revelation 13, verse 6, Hebrews 8, verse 2, by calling its own sanctuary the temple of God, and by turning away the worship of them that dwell on the earth from the temple of God in heaven to the sanctuary of Satan at Rome. It has trodden underfoot the Son of God, the minister of the heavenly sanctuary, Hebrews 10, verse 29, chapter 8, verse 2, by making the Pope the head of the church instead of Jesus Christ, Ephesians 5, verse 23, and by leading men to the worship of that Son of perdition as one able to forgive past sins and confer the right to commit them in the future, and thus turning men from Him who alone has power on earth to forgive sins and to pardon iniquity and transgression. Such has been the nature of the warfare which Satan has maintained against the sanctuary and the cause of God in his vain attempts to defeat the great plan of redemption which God has been carrying forward in his sanctuary. In order to present the cleansing of the sanctuary of God in heaven, it is necessary to notice briefly the ministration and cleansing of the earthly sanctuary.